$45 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
After 35 long years, something I've been waiting 35 years, it's finally coming home, baby! It's coming home!
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De Sean Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Clemson, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Quack and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Quack and Kelly.
Glad to have you with us. We're live on The Roar on a Monday, June the 29th, 2020. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, emanating live from the Priority One Security Studios all across the Fruited Plain and around the world at WCSPFM.com, The Roar Dive Radio, The Roar mobile app. You can catch us on Globe, anywhere there. Not quite into space, but Globe for sure. And then 105.5 FM here locally in the upstate, 97.5 FM, 1560 AM in the Spartanburg-Calpins area as well. Kelly, how are you?
Quack. I'm doing good, man. We've got a three-day week this week, which is exciting.
True.
And you know what week it is. You know what week
it is. I know it's your birthday week.
Woo!
Dilly dilly. Dilly
dilly. Big week ahead. So I'm doing great.
You know how I know it's your birth week, and this is really an effective birth week, but it is an indicator nonetheless. Of my show prep today, I think I spent at least half, if not more, trying to come up with something to do on Wednesday for your birthday.
Ah,
and I'm pretty sure after all that, I'm pretty sure I'm going to scrap my idea and do something else.
Really?
I don't love it.
No pressure. No pressure. Because it's not even the real day. So I feel like it's just less pressure in general. And, you know, last year was good. Last year was a really fun one. You gave some Kelly facts, I believe. Was that last year?
Yes, it was last year.
I think that was last year. That was good. Yes. So you don't need to do that again. So it's just, you know, wherever the spirit leads, Quack. No pressure.
It was, I think it was a good idea that I had, and then I decided to put something together, and it's going to be a good idea that feels forced, I think. So we're going to go to a new plan, and we're going to have to start that with earnest tomorrow, because I only have a couple days.
If you wanted, because every week of this Roarantine, I've given you a quiz on Trivia Tuesday. If you wanted to give me a quiz, you could.
It was going to be some sort of trivia-based thing. There was going to be a quiz portion of it, and there was going to be a factual portion of it as well.
So you just weren't going to use facts on a quiz.
Well, it was going to be a quiz in that you were going to have to tell me stuff, and then I was going to tell you some stuff from a historical context nature.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So But I'm not sure I'm going to do that yet. I'm actually thinking about doing something else. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It might be a mixture. It might just be the smorgasbord of all birthday shows. And it's not even going to be on your birthday.
I know.
It's going to be the day before. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Kwok, did you see what I tweeted at you yesterday?
Yeah, about the sweet potato pizza?
Oh, man. It was so good. It was so good. Would you eat that? Would you at
least
try it?
With a sweet potato crust?
Well, okay, let me explain. And some people on Twitter were asking for a picture or a recipe. I didn't take a picture of it, so next time I make it, I will. But I found the recipe on Instagram, which is kind of what I mainly use Instagram for now.
Okay.
Is finding recipes and other things. And so you just cut the sweet potato into long slices, you know, as long as you can. And as thin as you can, but not too thin. You put olive oil and salt on them, you bake them.
Wait a minute. How does one do something as thin as you can, but not too thin?
Okay, that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you want them to be thin because if they're too thick, then they won't cook all the way through after 20 minutes. But you don't want them to be too thin where they get too crispy. So the recipe was European. It called for 0.5 centimeters of thickness and to cook at 180 degrees Celsius. So I had to Google those translations.
Oh, man.
I know. I was like, Celsius. Man. Oh, God.
You are following some weirdies on Instagram. If you couldn't find an American with American instruments and American tools.
I don't think Americans are making it. Sweet potato pizza. They're just, I want my pizza, my regular pizza. But you,
I don't know.
You know, you cut them. You slice them long ways. So they're as long, not circles, more, you know, up and down. So you do that. You bake them for 20 minutes. You bring them out. Then it gets fun. You get the pizza sauce, so you can just buy a can of pizza sauce at the store. You get some mozzarella, shredded cheese. And
that was really good.
Mozzarella.
Ethnically.
Well, you know, I'm about
really
to be
good.
Italian, so I'm working on that. And then a little oregano. And you put the cheese, the sauce, the cheese, oregano on each little slice. And you put it back in the oven for about 5 minutes. Bring it out. So good. And healthy.
Wait, five? You said 5 minutes?
Well, okay, so you bake the slices for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Pull it out. Put the toppings on. Put it back in for 5 minutes. Yes.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
It was good. It kind of sounds like something Leah might like.
Okay, so
I feel like she would. What was her reaction?
Her reaction was, okay.
See, from Leah, that sounds like a rave review.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I feel like we didn't talk about it that much. Maybe I...
Well, I understand. I don't really expect you to spend your whole evening talking about what I had for
dinner.
I'm
not sure. My first thought, though, was I would try it.
It was
good. I would try it. Don Munson was so... He was so hurtful to me because he said I would never try it. I would try it. But then after that, I mean, there are no guarantees.
Well, I could bring you some here, but we don't have an oven at the station. And plus, me using an oven mid-show seems like a really bad idea. Because I do have a tendency to burn stuff. So
yeah, that's upsetting.
I'm a burner.
Okay, would you serve this to a group at a, let's say, like a, I don't know, some sort of, let's start
a
here.
A social gathering?
Yeah, just
of
a
of which
social,
we are not supposed to be happening.
Right, not a, you know, not for sports because there aren't any. Not for like a baby shower or like a wedding shower, but just like to have people. Would you serve it to have people over?
Yes.
Okay.
I just might.
Would you serve it at a baby shower?
Well, that's an interesting measuring stick. I probably wouldn't.
Or a wedding
wouldn't.
Shower. Something where
no,
you're supposed to be very happy for people that you're hosting.
I would say it's not, it's a little too messy for that.
A little too messy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks good, but if someone who, I wouldn't have to want to explain it all night. You know, what is this? What is going on? But
it's interesting. You feel like you're going to have to explain what it is.
Yeah, because it
all
looks
night
odd.
Long.
It looks
with
odd.
Every bite. Now tell me the story of this again. Tell me the origin story of this. Like, where did these sweet potatoes come from? Can
imagine
you go back to chapter
how many
two?
Times I'd have to tell the Celsius joke. I mean, it would just get way, it would be too much. But for a small gathering, a small dinner party, I would. And
okay.
It's delightful. It's so
what
good.
About
I
for
love
a game.
Sweet potatoes too.
Would you like if you're people are coming to watch a game?
For a tailgate?
Yeah.
I think it's more for a smaller group.
Let me say this.
Because would then I have to cut up a lot of sweet potatoes.
I think there's a difference between what would you take to a tailgate at a game. There could be. I think there's some Venn diagram element to it. What you would take to a tailgate at a game and what you would use for a tailgate at your house.
Oh, for sure. Big difference. Big difference
so
there.
Would this fit in both or neither or one or the other?
I don't think you would take this to a game because you'd have to heat it back up. And
yeah.
That would be really tough.
So okay, you got to keep it hot.
This is strictly a house. This is a home dinner.
Okay.
An evening home dinner. That's where I would put it. But I do think you would like a quark, and it's pretty healthy. It's pretty good for you. It's decently good for you.
Okay.
So just put that out there. And as the texter says, LaCroix, sweet potato pizza, quark, you're in danger of losing your man card. Now, to be clear, quark did not make the sweet potato pizza. I made it.
No.
And quark has not had it.
Let me clear about this. Your boy is not touched the LaCroix, okay?
Well, you did when you were forced to.
Right. But look, I mean, you're not drinking milk over ice all the time.
Ew, God.
Just because we did it that one.
No.
Right. Just because we did it that one time, I am not a convert on LaCroix. It actually entrenched my anti-LaCroix stance because life is too short to subject yourself to whatever that is.
Oh, I just got a text from Leah. She says, you're welcome to send me the recipe. Boom. Quack's going to be eating sweet potato pizza before we know it. Before
when you say be eating sweet potato pizza, that involves an active activity. I might try sweet potato pizza.
Well, you try it once and you'll be hooked, trust me.
I might partake sweet potato pizza. If the toppings are the same, then all you do is change in the crust?
Yeah.
I give it a I give it a shot.
Now, I made it margarita, you know, so I didn't have any pepperoni or anything. And Nick was confused by that. He's sent this text that a texter just said, where's the meat? He literally said that. So you could add pepperoni. I don't know how it would taste with pepperoni. I feel like that would be almost a weirder combination. I think it's best as margarita pizza. Just my hunch.
This is the time that we're in life.
These are the times.
We can just tinker with recipes and all this stuff. How are you feeling about sports right now?
You know, so, okay, this morning on the 105.5 Twitter account, which all of you guys need to be following, at 105.5 The Roar, I tweeted out 66 days till football season with a picture of the fridge standing next to a fridge, which is just a great picture. And I tweeted it out, and I almost wanted to add in the fingers crossed emoji, but I didn't want to communicate a sense of doubt that maybe didn't necessarily represent the station, but only represented me. So there's a little bit of a fear. When I tweet out those countdown graphics, a lot of them are hopeful in nature, which I think we're all kind of at that right now. But I am excited to get MLB going. I'm excited to get NBA going. We had golf and NASCAR this weekend. And we've got really big news today to discuss. The weirdest marriage of all time. We now have Bill Belichick and Cam Newton together, which I'm fascinated by this to see how this is going to work. And we've got a Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham quarterback battle of these two Auburn quarterbacks. So if you asked any Auburn fan who is the better quarterback, they'd say Cam Newton 1,000 times out of 1,000. But somehow we have a QB battle in New England. That's going to be really interesting. So that news popped up last night, and I'm excited to talk about it. But I do think that Belichick and Cam Newton is going to be one of the most ridiculous coach-player pairings that we've ever seen.
You know, I feel really good about sports generally this week because we have seen now the weirdest, most, let me just scramble my brain so that I can actually make sense of this, MLB rosters where normally you're going to get 25. We thought we were going to get 26. Now it's just 30-whatever. And then there's like 20-whatever that are just sitting there working out, and they're going to get up to 60, but no one has 60 yet because they want to maintain flexibility or something. And then, you know, the 30-whatever are going to be at games, and the 20-whatever are just going to be over there, like just standing and working out. It's the weirdest thing ever, but it does mean that we're closer because organizations are making determinations. That's really good. I have been a little discouraged about local athletics, Kelly, not from a college standpoint, but high school athletics. I've been kind of trying to read some stuff this weekend, and they're hedging a little bit on football in the fall. This is not great. If you got a football-playing youngster, wear a mask, right? If you care about football in your community, wear a mask. We need to do this. I've also begun to treat this like basically everyone who makes decisions with mask wearing. You know, I've tried different messaging strategies, and my last one was really snarky and quite cynical about people, where I said, be selfish, wear a mask. It goes along with that, Kelly, but it is also with, I would say, an eye on the future, that if you care about being able to release your child into a school and then not have to worry about that child for like 6-7 hours on more days than not in the week, wear a mask. This is like personal sanity stuff. If you want to go to work without worrying about your kid, do that. If you're a teacher and you hate online teaching, do that. Wear a mask. If you are an advocate of high school football, if you think that there's a kid in your community that has no offers and really could use some offers because you want that kid to go to college, you need to wear a mask. Like, these are things that are very sort of peripheral in society with what we're dealing with now, but they are real concerns for all of us and for people who listen to this station. The high school league basically is just not going to be a leader on this at all. They're just going to let all the districts decide, so they're not the boogeyman, and it would be the only time in history that the high school league has not been the boogeyman, because they're always wrong in everything. But they basically said, school districts, you get to decide on your plans for doing school and stuff. And, oh, by the way, the things that we were recommending, we're now requiring that people do in terms of the stages of progression through the off-season program. I'm just not convinced, Kelly, and there's some people who say that maybe it's the preference of people involved in the decision-making, if things don't get better, to not have football in the fall. I would imagine if that announcement is made that there will be some anger and frustration and a lot more compliance when things like football in the fall gets changed for high schools. And so I would rather that happen in our community, in our area, like before we get there. And so it's sort of like when your boss wants something done a certain way and you are not doing it that way, but because your way's better, and maybe you think your way's better, maybe your boss is right, maybe you're right, it doesn't really matter, you have a difference of opinion, but your boss ultimately makes a decision, so you have to keep your boss happy. We have to keep the high school league happy. We have to keep Clemson happy. We have to keep the powers that be happy, the decision makers happy, and therefore, we just got to wear a mask. We got to do that. We have to be compliant. We have to be responsible. And that's my spiel on
this. I really like your new angle on this, where originally our thought was, or our message was, wear a mask, think of others. And now your angle, which I love, is think of yourself, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Think of what you want, wear a mask. Do you like football? Wear a mask. You know, all these different types of things.
And I appreciate that
shift, because the first one wasn't working.
I'm not trying to be alarmist, because there's just an incongruence between, like, okay, with coronavirus, deaths are way down, like way down. Hospitalizations aren't rising hardly at all. In the state of South Carolina, hospitalizations account for something like 12-13%. COVID hospitalizations are like 12-13% of hospital beds. So it's not like COVID is just running the hospitals out. But the cases are way up, particularly for young people. And because cases are way up, particularly for young people, the powers that be that have to make decisions about whether young people can play sports and, like, swap spit and sweat and be in the same spot and blood and everything else, they're going to say no. So I know that there's a lot of incongruent messaging. It doesn't make sense. So in the absence of making sense, just do what will make people make decisions that we want. And that is just wear a mask. Just do it. Don't ask questions. You don't have to love it. Just do it so we can play high school football. Because I know people want to hear me and Donnell calling high school football in like 6 weeks. And I'd like to do that too, selfishly. And your kids all want to play. So we can only blame ourselves if it doesn't happen, because we knew what the decision makers wanted, and now we got to do it. Speaking of football, Cam Newton did sign. We need to talk about this. Actual sports news coming up next.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there is no better time to apply. Get a pre-approval spending limit, valid for 30 days, by applying for your auto loan early so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator in Founders Online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit Relax. Join Founders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new boats right now with 2021 Veranda Luxury Pontoons powered by Yamaha Outboards, Monterey Sports Boats, and Triton and Express Fishing Boats. Schedule a service appointment online and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly. We also offer daily and weekly boat rentals, on-the-water dining at the Grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express Monterey, Triton, and Yamaha Motor Dealer.
When you're looking for a new heating or air conditioning system, consider Upstate Service Solutions. They're currently offering a $500 Visa card with the purchase of an American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, there's a special financing offer through Wells Fargo. See dealer for details. Upstate Service Solutions, an independent American Standard dealer. Call 423-3606. That's 423-3606. This offer has been extended for a limited time.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Me on the school bus, but told me not to tell.
Next hour one continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. You made an interesting point about Cam Newton here. We you know, all the people that said forever and ever and ever that, oh, Cam Newton's not a good fit with New England, he wouldn't fit there, whatever. Maybe they were right, Kelly, but maybe that's the point, because tell me what you pointed out about Cam Newton's post about how excited he was to go to New England.
He posted on Instagram, which is where he really communicates all of his messages. Like, that's his social media that he uses. So he posted on Instagram today. I don't know where. Let me find it. SportsCenter reposted it and said he's excited to be a Patriot. Go Pats. And he used normal type, which is truly shocking. But now, as I look at his Instagram, Kwok, I think I have been fooled, because that might have not been real. Because all the 20 hours ago, he posted a picture of, I don't even know what this is. He's wearing a hat and a mask, and he's just like sitting there. And he posted this whole caption, and it was all his old type. So this actually might be, someone might have fooled me. It might have been a fake SportsCenter account. I'm scared. I don't know what happened. I think I got fooled. So no, never mind. Cam Newton's his normal crazy self still. He's still using his crazy type. Was it not SportsCenter? No. I don't
know.
Was it
not SportsCenter?
The point is, we all thought that maybe Bill Belichick had already gotten to Cam Newton and he was using normal type and all this stuff. And it looks like that is simply false and he's still doing his crazy things. But a texter did ask if Cam Newton got paid more in his 1 year at Auburn versus what he's getting paid now.
Oh.
And I think that is a fair question. I do. I think that's a fair question.
They're talking about a 1 year deal here for Cam, and it is quite manageable and quite incentive laden. You're talking about basically like $1 million, right? Do we know the terms?
This is what, according to Ian Rappaport, who reported on this, it's a 1 year deal worth a maximum of $7.5 million. But a lot of that is incentive base, as you said. So I'm trying to figure out what the base value is of this contract, but
that's what I can't find.
7.5
is if he doesn't do anything, what does
he
make?
If he doesn't play,
I've not seen that number anywhere yet.
Well, they might have not released it. So the max is 7.5, which, what does that even mean? He makes a Super Bowl appearance? Like, what are the incentives maxed out? It's got to be Super Bowl or something.
Super Bowl, maybe MVP, Pro Bowl.
I would,
you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, what? I have some fairly nuanced thoughts on this that I actually, my initial thought on this is really snarky. I'm not going to say that yet, because I want to get to this in particular, because in my heart of hearts, I know this is a classic evil empire Patriots move in every way, but you are less biased than me on this. And so I want to see if we're somehow on the same page. What is your initial thought on Cam Newton to the Patriots?
When I first saw the news last night, my initial thought was, okay. I didn't think it was a big deal really either way. The bottom line with the Patriots is, can that defense be as good as last year, or at least as effective? And I don't think the answer is yes, mainly because somehow, and we had a caller on this a couple weeks ago, Kwok, talking about turnovers and turnover margin and how a lot of that is luck. And we've talked about that with turnovers a lot. The Patriots forced so many turnovers last year and scored so many points off turnovers, especially early in the year. I'm not sure how they're going to be able to match that productivity. Now, the defense can still be really, really good, but are they going to be able to score and have all these defensive touchdowns? Probably not. So I think it all starts with the defense for the Patriots. If the defense is still really, really good, then you put Cam or Jarrett Stidham in there, and I think they have a shot to make the playoffs. But for me, it starts with the defense with the Patriots anyway. And then, of course, the next big question, which none of us know the answer to because we can never get the truth on this, is how healthy is Cam Newton? If Cam Newton is 75% of what he used to be, then the Patriots, I don't think, are winning that division. They might make the playoffs, possibly, but I don't think they're contending. I think they could win 9 or 10 games, which is fine, but I don't really see all the hullabaloo, if you will, Kwok. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's interesting. It's definitely going to be fun to watch Bill Belichick try to coach and get along with Cam Newton and vice versa, because they have such different personalities. And we still don't know. Who knows? Cam Newton might not win the job, which would be crazy. But the main thing is, we don't know how healthy it is. If it's regular Cam Newton and regular Jarrett Stidham, of course Cam's going to win the job. But I just don't know really what to expect from this version of Cam Newton.
The ESPN FPI has the Patriots ranked 9th. In football right now. That is with, I believe, that is with Jarrett Stidham. Cam Newton makes them, I think, a threat to win the division, certainly. I think they were a threat to win the division anyway. But they're now a true blue division threat. Okay, I thought they were clearly the second best team behind the Bills. Now I think it's more 1A, 1B, and it's, you know, preference in my opinion here. This is why I think this is a really good move for all parties. Number one, if you're the Patriots, one thing that Tom Brady couldn't do last year was make his targets better at the thing they lacked, which was downfield speed. They like downfield speed, and he can't really help that because he's sitting in the pocket most of the time, right? He can't help guys get open. Cam Newton's mobile. He's going to bring a running aspect to that offense that makes it a more difficult task to try to account for all the weapons that are available on a given play. That's something Bill Belichick really hasn't had in his entire career. There are some people that say maybe he has wanted a quarterback with some mobility, but obviously Brady's not going to give you that very much.
But can Cam Newton air it out?
Okay.
That's my big question.
Is the arm strength factor.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who, I mean, this offense is going to have to look different because you look at Tom Brady's numbers, even in a state of relative decline, in the last, let's say the last three seasons for Tom Brady, he still completed 66.3, 65.8, and then last year down to 60.8% of his passes, okay? So this is a guy who's, I mean, on his worst day, he's 60%. On his worst day. He's going to be up towards 65%, though, generally speaking. Cam Newton, the last 3 years, his last three healthy seasons in Carolina, 52.9%, 59.1%, and then 67.9% in 2018 when he played 14 games. I said fully healthy, relatively healthy. He only played the two games in 2019, completing 56.2% of his passes. But this is also a guy who, again, relatively speaking, not attacking down the field since probably 2015, since that peak season where he had the 35 touchdown passes and, you know, they were 15-1 and ruling the roost a little bit. Since that point, his arm strength has not played. He has not been able to tap into
right.
it. If he is a 55% passer who can only throw shorter intermediate, that's not really going to help you. And so here's what I'll say. We already thought, 654 Roar is the number. You got thoughts on this with Cam Newton to the Patriots. 654-7627, you want to get in on the North Carolina to get you ball lines today. We already thought Jarrett Stidham made them about a 500 team, that the Patriots weren't going to collapse. To me, the what you said, I think most people who had our thought process about what the Patriots season was about to be probably were like, oh, okay. For people who thought the Patriots were going to tank, which we agreed never, ever was a – well, I was a little more strong than you, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You were.
I'm saying they're never, ever going to do this. Belichick is never going to allow this. They were never tanking for Trevor Lawrence. If you did think they were going to tank, then all of a sudden this morning you're waking up going – gosh, this is a totally different deal. I thought they're going 2-14. Now they might make the playoffs. And so that's where it becomes a huge swing. For us, it's really no swing because they're still going to be in the playoff discussion. They're still going to have major warts on maybe both sides of the ball, but particularly on offense, things that still aren't explained away. And it's not like Cam Newton is an emphatic answer to a question that you were asking. Because there's still the possibility that he's not healthy or he's not, you know, he's not as capable. And that Stidham still ends up being a better option, in which case you're looking about 500, maybe a little bit better.
I was more under the impression, Kwok, that Bill Belichick would not have it in his soul to tank.
Yes.
But I wanted them to tank.
Sure.
But Belichick, I don't know how you would ever convince him to tank. It's Bill Belichick. That's not in his DNA. But I thought it would have been a really interesting and shrewd move. And you don't have to tank as obviously, right? But maybe you could find a way. But signing Cam Newton, this obviously tells us they're not doing that. To your point, Kwok, I think that Cam Newton doesn't make them... It doesn't change our perception of what the Patriots were going to be. Because we all thought that they had a chance at 8, 9, 10 wins, depending on how Stidham turned out, because of that defense. And now... just depends on what Cam Newton can really do. Even with Cam Newton, even with this news and just what we know on the surface, right? That Cam Newton's going to the Patriots, that's it. I still am picking the Bills in that division right now. That's how I feel. Would you still take the Bills in that division, or are you kind of back into, I'm not sure?
I think I'm going to go Bills, but, and I want to go to Delvin here before we hit our break, because we got a couple other callers that want to get in as well on the other side. But if Cam Newton is a starter, that means he's an upgrade on Jared Stidham. And I do think that the ceiling for the Patriots gets significantly higher, maybe higher than Buffalo's.
Well, yeah, the ceiling is probably higher. But I think there's just a big if, because I know what I'm getting with Josh Allen. I know what I'm getting with Steph. Remember, the Bills has Stephon Diggs. That's huge. You've got Cole Beasley, John Brown. You have solid wide receiving core there. Cam Newton has Julian Edelman, period. That's really about it.
That's a good point.
N'Keal Harry, I guess, is coming along. I wasn't super impressed with him. He does have Sony Michel and James White. Those are two really good backs. And they like to use their backs in pass catching situations in New England. But you don't have the weapons that Josh Allen does.
Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Delvin?
I'm doing great. And Kel, I disagree with you. He didn't have a weapon when they went to the Super Bowl. Ted Ginn Jr., other receivers, you think they were number one receiver? Look what he did. He took that team 15-1 to the Super Bowl. And that was healthy, Kel. If he's healthy, there's no doubt he's the starting quarterback. He's going to start from day one. And he took, like I said, he had Ted Ginn Jr. at wide receiver.
True.
And
what about Greg Olsen?
Yeah, he had Greg Olsen, but because Kelvin Benjamin put him in the top receiver, he got hurt. So, trust me, Cam healthy, this is going to be a great team. And I'm picking them to win the division.
Do you think he's healthy, Delvin?
I think he's healthy. I think he's
healthy. Then why did the Panthers let him go?
Why the Panthers don't go? I just think it was time. They were going to a new whole team. They're bringing in a new coach. They want to bring in their own players.
Sure.
And listen,
it's a big if. But if you're right, Delvin. Too. If he's healthy, this is a huge situation. It's a huge development.
And I just got a funny feeling that he's gonna have a breakout year. They're gonna go to playoffs and do all this stuff, and he's gonna have a great season. And they're gonna pay him the money that Tom Brady wanted. That's what I think is gonna happen. He's gonna get a big contract that Tom Brady gonna say, "Oh, you gonna wait till I leave and get him come in and get him the money." That
at 32,
I think he's gonna have it. Yeah.
With his injury history, Belichick's going to open up the back of the Brinks truck. I'm not sure about that.
If he plays like I think he's going to play, yeah, I think he will.
Delvin?
All right, Delvin, we're marking the tape, all right, my friend?
We got to mark the tape for sure. Look, here's what I'll say.
Martin Tate, I didn't want them to have success because I want to see – because I don't want to see Bill Belichick roll up at the press conference and want to Cam Newton's outfit and Cam Newton roll up in the hood one time.
Now, that would be one of the most amazing things of all time.
That would be awesome, man. Like, you know how Ron Fitzpatrick stole Deshaun Jackson's clothes that time?
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, he steals Cam Newton's clothes, come to the press conference.
Delvin, would you compare your personal style to Cam Newton at all or no?
No way.
Okay,
no way.
Just wondering.
I'm telling you, Cam Newton's healthy, Kelly. I'm telling you, Patriots gonna be the team to beat in the game. And don't forget, Josh McDaniels is the offensive coordinator. Who did he have at quarterback? Tim Tebow. He can bring an offense around Cam Newton.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Good stuff. You know, Delvin made some good points there, I thought. And I think we should discuss on the other side, because he made the point that I was going to float out. I'm not sure I buy what he's selling, but he did make the point. Josh McDaniels at one time did coach Tim Tebow to a playoff win. We'll discuss. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds in just a moment.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide.
With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends. And know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Automower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Automower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
It's a great time to get in a new 2020 Ranger Supergroup 4x4 from George Coleman Ford. This XLT features 4x4 transmission with a 2.3-liter engine, just $33,580 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest, where you never pay any hidden fees. Another reason why their customer service ratings are the highest around. Get your 2020 Ranger 4x4 today at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest. Includes $1,000 rebate. Offer expires July 6, 2020.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Your Total Wine & More store is ready to serve you with our always low prices on an incredible 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers. Want it today? Try our contactless curbside pickup available for wine and beer at TotalWine.com. Whether you're mixing up a new cocktail or pouring a glass to enjoy an evening on the deck, Total Wine & More has you covered. Visit our Greenville store or TotalWine.com.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Inflatable pool, full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years.
Hour one continues out of bounds. William Quagamush, Kelly Gramlich, 654 Roar is the number. We're talking Cam Newton to the Patriots. And Delvin's contention that Cam Newton, when they went 15-1, that they basically didn't have any weapons, much like the Patriots now. I kind of see that point. Here's what I'm going to go with. Belichick and McDaniels, I hate giving them so much credit, but you have to. Belichick and McDaniels know that they're not getting a top 10 passing offense out of this year. They're not. What they can do is try to replicate an offense that has multiple weapons in the backfield, like, let's say, the 2015 Panthers, who had basically no passing game whatsoever. That was, they were fine, but that was not the bread and butter of their offense. It was running the ball. It was Cam in the backfield as a dual threat weapon. I don't know if he can do that again. Sean McDermott did it with him in 2015. You got Jonathan Stewart. You got Mike Tolbert. You got Cameron Artis Payne. All these guys in the backfield, they were potential pass catchers as well. Now, again, your leading receiver on that team was Greg Olsen, like you talked about. But the receivers, Ted Ginn, Jericho Cotchery, Corey Brown, Devin Funches, not great. Not great at all. So, I think that's what Belichick's doing. He knew that they would not be able to have an upper-tier offense centered on passing. And so they're going to become an offense whose identity is running the football, and they're going to mix the quarterback in there. That's their goal. Now, if Cam is not healthy, if Cam can't do that, then they'll just go back to what they did last year with Stidham sitting in the pocket, throwing short intermediate passes a lot like Brady did, and then try to make hay that way
to me, that's a little more of a plus to the Bills. And you could also make the argument that the Bills might be a better passing, or excuse me, running backfield, toughness, smash mouth team anyway than the New England Patriots. It's weird to think about the different opportunities here, but it does signal at least the first stages of a shift in identity for the Patriots from all our personality on offense as a quarterback, and if we run the ball, that's great, but it's to compliment him to the running game is going to be what we basically base everything else on right now.
Yeah, that does make sense, and I see where Delvin's coming from there. It's interesting because the one 1,000-yard receiver on that 2015 Panthers team was Greg Olsen. He was the leading receiver at the tight end spot. And you look at the Patriots tight ends right now, there's not much there. And we know Cam does like to use a tight end. So we'll see what happens. If they still had Gronk, I mean, this would be a whole other different discussion, right? But they use Sony Michel and James White and even Rex Burkhead really, really well. So I could see them trying to run the ball a little more and trying to use Cam Newton's legs. I think that would make sense. It's just a matter of, you know, is that something Cam can still do? The physicality and Cam's size doesn't seem to have gone away. He's posted all these different videos of him working out. He seems to still have the muscle mass and all these things. He's still a behemoth of a quarterback. But can he hold up? I think that's a big question, too. And so we'll see what they do. But I like what where Delvin's coming from there. I do think it's a unique argument. And it almost says that the Patriots and Bills might play in very similar ways this year. They might use their quarterbacks in very similar ways. And then it just comes down to who can win some close games between those two. But I still would give the Bills receiver core a big leg up over the Patriots.
This is a classic no risk, I mean none, zero, no risk, high reward play for New England. People are calling it low risk. I don't even know what the low risk.
What would possibly
be the risk of doing this?
I don't know. I don't think you have a risk. And maybe you upset Stidham, but look, Stidham knows he's lucky to be in this position. So
he's thrown four passes.
Right. I don't think you have to worry about that. It's not like Stidham has done so much where this looks like a disrespectful move to sign Cam Newton.
I'm also curious, though, because if you think of the Patriots as evil geniuses, if you tend to lump the Patriots in with the things you hate the most in life, if you tend to see them as a constant manipulator behind the scenes, then there's something else going on here that's interesting. Because one of my first thoughts was, why? The market for Cam Newton has been dead for weeks and months. No one's even sniffed around Cam Newton, really. We have seen random stories about random supposed interests that have been quickly shot down. There was no market for Cam Newton around the NFL draft. There was no market for Cam Newton in late May. There was no market for Cam Newton in all the month of June. So it seems to me like the Patriots probably could have made this move weeks and months ago.
Right.
If they wanted to. There's some reason why they waited until now. And Kelly, I think we all understand what that is. When you look at the headlines, you could just look at the headlines from just the ESPN.com, for instance. Headline 3, sources, QB Newton joins Patriots on 1-year deal. That's nice. That's very nice. Headline 4. NFL fines Pats $1.1 million, takes pick for sideline film. And it's just so blatantly obvious that the Patriots are doing two things with this move. Number one, they were waiting to see what kind of punishment that the NFL gave them for, I don't know, cash on hand reasons, for potential draft pick reasons, for, I guess, maybe the ability to promise Cam Newton that they wouldn't be hammered reasons. I don't know. I don't know what it was. But it's clear they were waiting on this, number one. And number two, they used the signing of Cam Newton, which everybody's talking about today, to mask what is yet another severe penalty for cheating for the only organization in the NFL that routinely gets penalized for cheating.
This was the incident that happened this past December when the TV crew was on the sideline of the Bengals-Browns game, and they claimed they were doing that for the Patriots television production series for a documentary, and they wanted some film of an opposing team. It didn't really add up. People were fired. Patriots had to apologize. It was for their Do Your Job web series. Why on earth would you need film of the Bengals and Browns for a Do Your Job web series on Patriots.com? And also, why are you filming two of the worst teams in the league, at least last year? I mean, the Browns weren't one of the worst, but the Bengals were. That's where you get caught? Really? You need film of those two teams? Illegal film or whatever? That's crazy to me. So this is the situation we're talking about.
You can't blame Goodell for this one. You can't blame the NFL for this one. You can't blame conspiracy theorists for this one. This is pretty cut and dry. Like, you were out here filming two bad
football teams. The Bengals and the Browns.
Two bad football teams.
That's when I just question if the Patriots are just addicted to cheating, right? This is the action of an addict. You just can't stop. There's no real reason for you to be there. It's the Bengals and the Browns. Come on. They're addicted.
I'm gonna probably make somebody mad here. So I'm gonna cloak my statements in love. Okay. I'm not gonna cloak. I'm gonna shroud my
about
statement
the Patriots.
In love. I'm not gonna cloak. I'm not gonna hide it. I'm not gonna cloak. Look, I'm not passing judgment on you if you are this person, Kelly. We all have this person in our friend group that lies all the time. People that lie about nothing. They lie just because they're supposed to lie once an hour. It just feels, and they lie about stuff that there was no need to lie about that. There was no need to make that story sound better. There was no need to make up that fact. There was no need to do that. You just lie, right? You know this. There in every friend group, there is somebody who is the liar, who is the fibber, who is the fish story person. And I'm not talking about just, you know, over time you just make a story sound better. I'm talking about you're legitimately making up stuff that never took place just because it seems like a good idea to throw it into a conversation. The Patriots are that friend who can't help it, like you're saying. They can't help but cheat. There was no reason in the world for the New England Patriots to film two bad football teams and do it illicitly in a way where they would get caught. Why in the world would you do that? It's because you don't know any other way. It's because you wake up in the morning and you cheat, and you find ways to cheat,
and
you're trying to figure
fix.
Out ways to do it. I'm serious. You had the Falcons with their noise pump-in situation, right? That was a few years ago. Other than that, when is the last time a non-Patriots team was disciplined by the league for some sort of gain and advantage cheating? Because this is the third time that the Patriots have been caught in the Bill Belichick era cheating. You had Spygate. You had this thing, whatever it is, Spygate 2 or whatever it is. And then you had the inflated ball, which we know about the inflated, deflated balls, whatever that is.
Deflategate.
We know Deflategate was, I mean, there were a lot of things at play there, and I think that was clearly third on the ladder and very much lower than the other two. Like, no one loses draft picks and gets fined and can't film games. No one. This is the Ole Miss of the NFL. They just can't help themselves. This is the SMU of the NFL. They have to do this, and they justify it to themselves that they have to do this, and they very clearly postpone for perhaps weeks and months announcing the signing of Cam Newton to just so happen to coincide directly with the punishment of these penalties. That is not a coincidence. These are all linked. These are all related. And let us not forget that even if you love Cam Newton and you want to see him have success, that the Patriots are bad actors in the NFL. They're a bad organization. They cheat relentlessly, constantly. Your headset doesn't work in their stadium the whole time. You get up 3-0. All of a sudden, boom, the headset goes out. They pump fog in their stadium, for crying out loud. This is a team that doesn't know how to operate without cheating. And let's not let Cam Newton signing with this team for a bargain basement deal that makes Bill Belichick, once again, a genius, let's not let this get in the way of the fact that there is no worse actor in professional sports than the New England Patriots. End of speech.
I'm with you, Kwok. Now, I did find a really fun website during this conversation, and if you are bored today and you want something to do, head to yourteamcheats.com, because I was looking up which other NFL
Patriots
teams...
Patriots fans started this.
Oh, yeah. Which other NFL teams have been caught in, you know, actual team cheating events, right? And, of course, you've got New Orleans with Bountygate. I think that's the main one that comes up. But if you click on any team, it tells you the last time they were caught cheating. For example, Seattle... A lot of it is PEDs and stuff.
Yeah.
But in 2016, Seattle was caught running illegal practices. The league fined the team $400,000 and took away Seattle's fifth-round draft pick for what they call practice gate. And this has happened to Seattle multiple times under Pete Carroll. In 2016, 2014, and 2012. So if you want to see how your team is cheated, yourteamcheats.com. And this is a free ad for them. So go for it. That's what I've been looking up during your wonderful monologue, Kwok.
I'm glad you reminded me of this, because this website did come from Patriots fans.
Did it?
Because, yeah.
Oh, because the Patriots were known as the only cheaters or whatever.
And you know what's funny? I don't even know when, because they get caught cheating all the time. I can't just tie it to that one time the Patriots were cheating. I don't know if it was after any of the myriad times that they've been caught cheating. And it's also, I mean, it goes back historically.
They have stuff on here, like in 1921 when the Packers got caught illegally recruiting Notre Dame players. I mean, it goes all the way back every time your team's been caught cheating.
Unbelievable. Anyway, there's that. I hope Cam Newton has success for real. Hour one is in the books, boys and girls. Hour two, lots more football to discuss next.
Broadcasting live from the...